Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everyone. This is Julie Renee, and I am a master health activator and a speaker and an author. And today we have a topic that is near and dear to many, many of us, and it is the money conversation. So before we get started, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself and how I came to the work and what I'm up to in the world, and I would love to support you in what you're up to in the world. I literally survived the atomic bomb testing as a child in the Nevada desert, had 17 surgeries, I died a couple times, had multiple cancers, was in a wheelchair, and in this whole mass of difficulty, I discovered the human blueprint, how to regenerate cells, glands, and organs, and really virtually transform reality in all aspects of being human. So today we're not going to talk about health, which is often the topic of the show. We're actually going to be looking at your blueprint and your money pictures and really covering some things that you may have never heard before about money, and possibly getting you to a little more freedom and ease, grace and ease in your money space. All right. Also, you can check me out at www.julierenee.com. Be sure to like us on the Facebook page, Julie Renee Doering, D-O-E-R-I-N-G. And, like us on all the social media. We're just everywhere. So take a deep breath and relax and know that you are blessed and that you are divinely guided and that you are actually here listening to this particular episode because you are one of the wise ones. Your spirit guides or your internal nature has brought you to this place of finding out some of the secrets, some things that people don't talk about because they just don't know. So pat yourself on the back for getting here. Take another deep cleansing breath in. And I want you to really get in a relaxed state now. And I know some of you get into kind of a hypervigilant state when you think about money. But I want you to just relax. So take some deep breaths in and out. The last episode, we talked about breath and the importance of breath, and that breath actually brings your spirit into your body. And today, we want you to really bring yourself, your divine self, your spirit, into your physical body so you can incorporate this both in your physical body and in the outer world. Relax and breathe, and we're going to go on a ride like you've never gone on before. As we talk about money, I want to start the session today with some ancient Sanskrit. And there are two prayers I'm going to chant. They're in Sanskrit. One is for the immediate manifestation of income, and the other one is for the immediate removal of all debt. So just close your eyes and take this in. Om Gam Shrim Kesapra Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Om Gam Shrim Kesapra Ganapataye Namaha.
Om Gam Shrim Kesapra Ganapataye Namaha.
And that was for the immediate manifestation of income. And now we'll do the removal of all debt. Again, take some breaths in and out. Close your eyes and let these mantras, which are the sound of truth, permeate your cells and become part of you.
Om Gam Re Na Mo Chen Na Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Re Na Mo Chen Na Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Re Na Mo Chen Na Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Re Na Mo Chen Na Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Re Na Mo Chen Na Ganapataye Namaha.
And feel the truth of these prayers, these mantras, the claiming of the immediate manifestation of income, and the claiming that it already exists, the removal of all debt. It already is in the ethers. It's already natural and has already taken place. You know, in my private work, when I work with people one-to-one, the big impact I bring in the world is to take people from brain fog and exhaustion, which is killing their business and robbing them of their bliss, into a place of vibrant regeneration with a clear 100% functioning brain, able to live full out in the world. And we're going to give you a little taste of that today as we go in a little deeper and look at your wealth pictures. And as you're listening, I'd like to recommend that I know you're sitting at your computer, you've got your Blog Talk on, your Blog Talk radio player on. Just go on over to miraculouslivingwealth.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to have an opportunity to put your first name and your email address in. And I'd like you to do that right now, because that's going to give you a meditation program, a free meditation program, to help you really jumpstart your wealth. So I'm giving you some of my secrets for free in this really amazing free gift. And I just urge you to go ahead and get yourself enrolled in that free program. So when you look at the law of attraction and the secret, and, you know, I was just talking with Eli Davidson, who's an amazing business coach and mentor for people who really can't stand playing small anymore. And I want to highly recommend her work. If you're looking for a business coach and you're tired of playing small, she's your business coach. She is a wonderful, inspirational individual who is really helping people get targeted into their niche. We're not going to talk about the physical realm so much today. We're going to be talking about what goes on in your blueprint, what goes on in your DNA, and what goes on in the space of perception. So I know that you've probably already got things handled. You've probably read law of attraction books. You probably watched movies like The Secret, and there are many others like that, that show you that it's possible to visualize and manifest. And the more you hold true with the mind,
can conceive and believe, it will achieve, it will accomplish. So you're familiar with that. You're familiar with all of those magical words that say, yes, you can do it, yes, you can do it. And if you're listening to me today, you haven't done everything yet that you've wanted to do. You haven't yet fully accomplished what you came here to do. And it's my mission today, and it's my mission in life to help you get to that full-on, full expression of self. And how I do that is work with you in your blueprint. So let's just do, if you haven't heard me before, I'm going to do a tiny little lesson on the blueprint. It'll be like 2 minutes, which is going to give us a foundation for where we go next. So if that's okay with you, we're going to do a little tiny informational about the blueprint, and then we're going to jump into the aspects of money in your human blueprint. So ancient Sumerians had full knowledge of the human blueprint, and there are records that they had actually documented the blueprint and brought it into the world in ancient times. And for some reason, we let that information go. We forgot it. And we've been operating kind of like the blind leading the blind in many ways. And the blueprint itself, I had the privilege to discover the beginnings of the blueprint for myself 7 years ago and have continued to unveil it. It's big, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's complex. And I'm going to share with you the four aspects of the blueprint and how we can use those four aspects to transform your reality in wealth, in health, and in love, in every aspect. But today it's wealth. So the first aspect of the blueprint is what I call perception. Now, you're going to think about perception as it belongs to the brain. It's how you perceive things. But I'm going to tell you that there is programming outside of you. Before your spirit existed, there was perception. The perception is all the collective information about, and it's in thought form, how you will receive information, how you will experience the world. And it's collected over lifetimes. So if you have an experience or lifetimes of experience of keep your head down because you're a slave, or you're a woman and you're in a pampered space, like you're royalty, or you know you have wealth but you're not allowed to have power, or for instance even it's not safe to have fame, maybe you've been burned at the stake, you'll have thousands of pieces of information in perception that are programmed to direct how you perceive your life in this lifetime. So all of that collected information that you've gathered, all of the collected information that your family has gathered, and all of the collected information that the groups that you have affinity with, like group mind, which are called memes and miasms. That's all up in perception. And a bit of it, the family perception can also play out in DNA. Okay, so we have perception, and then we have essence. And essence is spirit, soul, life force. Spirit, the light, the information that you bring from lifetime to lifetime, it's the you. It's the what makes you. Soul is the protective layer, the chalice that supports human essence. And then we have life force, and that is the force that comes from spirit that you contribute into your body. The third aspect, so aspect one is perception, aspect two is essence, aspect three is matter, or human matter, but matter, all that is physical that makes you a person in a physical realm. So that would be your cells, glands, organs, the fluid around the cells, the bones, the joints, the ligaments, the tendons, the, you know, everything that makes you up as a physical being. And a very key player in the physical body is the DNA. There's a lot of information. The DNA strand is in every single cell of your body. So you're having a program playing out in every cell of your body. And then finally, from matter, we have energy. And sometimes people make a mistake and they think that life force and spirit are their energy body. Like life force and spirit means that's your aura and chakras and meridians. And that's a misnomer, or actually a mistake. Spirit will contribute to the information going in the DNA, but it's actually the physical, spiritual DNA that programs energy. And so it's in the physical body that your energy body begins to develop once you stop sharing the body with your mother. So once you're born, within a few days, you start developing your own energy body. And so it's not part of spirit. It's actually a separate part. The energy body is grown and develops, and it's pretty well developed by age 7. And I explain this in great detail in my book, Your Divine Human Blueprint. Some of you, thank you so much, listeners, for asking, writing me and saying, I want that book. And it hasn't come out yet, and I apologize for that. I have a literary agent, and, you know, truth be told, the book was 500 pages, and my agent would really like the book in a smaller form. So that's what we're at right now. That's what we're approaching right now. But it is coming, and you can get on a waiting list for that book, Your Divine Human Blueprint. All right, so just send me an email, and I'll put you on the list. So then we have four fields: the field of origin, the quantum field, we have the field of regeneration. We have these fields that support us in our human experience. Now, we're not going to actually talk about the fields today. Just know that there are fields that are meant to actually support us in our physical experience on planet Earth. So when we start out, we think about wealth and we think about the consistent thoughts that we have. And so if you have consistent thoughts, where, God, please help me have more money, or please help me out of this difficulty, you're actually affirming on some level that this state of being, this in difficulty, or, you know, please help me out of it, you keep affirming that you're in it. So, again, we go back to that quote, what the mind can conceive and believe it will achieve. So a better way of manifesting by using your thoughts is to see you already standing in accomplishment, already standing in results, already standing in good health, already standing in the home with love and want. DNA or clearing perception is by using a gold quantum energy and pumping that gold energy into that specific thought form or into that very specific part of the DNA, so one pattern in the DNA. I always say, you know, don't mess with the DNA. 97% of the DNA works beautifully for you, and it's what allows your body to run so gorgeous and so wonderfully well. And there's 3% of the programs, and these tiny little pieces end up actually really affecting you in ways when you want to make a dramatic change, when you don't want to follow family history and family patterns that really didn't work for the family or were created out of some tragedy or some, you know, some kind of adversity. And you want to let go of those patterns. That's the guide in the DNA meditation in the wealth program. So but using a gold quantum energy and pumping it into that specific DNA picture will work. And that is one of the ways that I recommend you clear your DNA and one of the ways that I recommend you clear perception. So oftentimes when I'm working with people, what I discover is that you have to, in perception, you have to clear a couple things before you can go right to the wealth picture. And the most vibrant, vital, huge game changer in this process is the brain regeneration I do in the one days. But let me tell you about the perception things that need to change before you can go right to wealth so that you'll understand. The first thing is that most people do not have permission to own their body 100%. So what that means is that you own your body some amount, but that there are a lot of blocks about you really owning your body, living in your body, and being your body 100%. Somehow in this day and age, and maybe for generations past, we've lost affinity or called a person who owns their body and lives in their body. We've had this warped idea that they're narcissistic. But the funny thing is, if you really think about somebody who really owns their body and lives in their body, they have nothing to do with narcissism. They are the most beautiful, emotionally available, generous people you know. They are the people who have fueled their own emotional tanks and are really present for themselves. And the more present you can be for yourself, the more present you can be for everyone else. So, you know, the best way to look at 100% ownership of body is that it's something that you really want. 100% ownership of body, 100% living in your body, and 100% your body, which means that the cells vibrate with your essence. And then the next thing that I do is I clear the same issue, but I just do it with the brain, because our brain thinks so many thoughts. And a lot of those thoughts are influenced by people and beings around us. And so we have this group mind affecting our thought process. And so I like to suggest that in perception, we clear the concepts. And we actually literally clear the ability to own the brain, live in the brain, and be the brain 100%. Own your thoughts, live into your thoughts, and be your thoughts 100%, which means that you push the squatters out. You push the beings and the people who were invasive and you didn't even realize they were there. You push them out, and you become the owner. Very good. And then I like to do the brain regeneration. But you're a listener. You may not have the skill or the motivation to have your brain really regenerated for 5 hours. That's my 1 days. You're getting a new brain and a new nervous system and new adrenals. And this is really the 1 day. I just will mention it. I know I've mentioned it before. It's really for passionate leaders, entrepreneurs who have struggled with fatigue and exhaustion or feel like they're on the hamster wheel. And they want to move into a level of sustainable brilliance where their energy, their mind, their emotional body are always in good shape. And really be free to get their blessing out in the world, whether it's on stage or out in life, and to be fully brilliant in their life. So that is the person that I work with, and that might be you. You might have been really spinning your wheels, feeling like, my God, I'm in brain fog in the afternoons, and I don't sleep well at night. So this may be part of what you're missing in your wealth picture. Because when you're exhausted or when your brain isn't working, you are not living into your wealth. You're not living into your big picture. And, you know, the one thing I've learned with the Human Blueprint is it's all so intimately tied to everything else. And so when you can bring your health function way up to 100%, and, you know, I have a wonderful friend and client, Karen Tompkins, who's a feng shui expert. When you bring your home up to the energy of supporting yourself 100%, when you bring your bank account into order, when you bring your credit cards and your entire money life into order, all of this supports your well-being. And all of this is really controlled and directed by perception. Perception has hundreds of thousands and millions of programs that help you and stop you. So we like the ones that help us, and we want to just get really clear about how we move away from those programs that are stopping us. Okay, well, we're at about the halfway point in the show, and I'd like to take a little station break here. You are listening to 100% Healthy, 100% You with Julie Renee Doering. For more information on us and our work, you can come to julierenee.com, our website. Visit us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, we're on everything. So come and say hi. I'm really interested in hearing from you. And if you like this topic, or if there's a specific topic that you're really interested in hearing about, please let me know, because I'm always open for show topic suggestions. Okay, and you know, I am really committed to you. I mean, my life, after overcoming all these obstacles and challenges, my life is really about service. It's about being here and really showing my friends and my clients and my students the human blueprint and the way out of suffering. And I really feel like that is entirely my purpose, why I've survived death several times and come back. It's really to help you get the life that you want to live. Be the brilliant being that you are. You know, travel, have money in the bank, have a healthy body, laugh, just do your job with grace and ease. No struggles. If you're on stage, you can remember what you need to say, and you have enough energy and vitality that you're the one. You're you know, divinely graced on stage, rather than, you know, being worried about hiding your exhaustion from others and pretending that you're well, even though you're struggling. Okay, so the next level of wealth is really owning your wealth space. We're going to look at maybe five things in perception that would block you from really being wealthy. And the first part of perception that blocks you in manifesting money is just, I have the ability to earn, maintain, and sustain money. And this will be a big block for lots of the listeners. So what I'm going to do right now is a 5-minute health activation on that particular block. I have the ability to earn, maintain, and sustain wealth and money. So we're just doing that clearing now. If you could see me, and there will be a time, I imagine, when there'll be a TV show, you would see my right hand doing a variety of different pumping actions. And right now, since this is a pre-recorded show, I rarely have live listeners, you'll be receiving this health activation in the future. So I'm sending this health activation into the future. So you should be able to have this clearing, at least a good part of it. We're going to do 5 minutes on this specific subject. And if you wanted to, you could actually breathe deeply, close your eyes, and imagine a gold energy that's a clearing energy helping clear this specific space. I have the ability to earn, sustain, hold. So earn, hold, and grow. Earn, sustain, and maintain my wealth and my money. And then also, of course, we'll address at the same time, I have an ability to own my money space, earn, sustain, and maintain my money space, build, grow, and I clear all of that, and live into. So, very good. Just going to clear for a little bit more. And so you just keep seeing that gold energy working on clearing this aspect of perception. If you're a person who has the ability to muscle test, you might want to start people I see. So having me as a featured expert on her stage, and she has an amazing event coming up October 31st in Las Vegas for 3 days, and you can find out all about that at elidavidson.com. And in the same way, I have some tickets for that because I am on her stage, so if you would like to go as a friend of mine, please send me an email and we'll get that worked out. Well, so you might be getting the idea that in addition to the radio show and the one-to-one events, I do speak on stages. So if you have an event that you know of that you think would be great to have me come in and speak, just let me know. I'd be delighted to have a conversation with you about it, see if it's a good fit for my work and your audience. So, yeah, let me know about that, too. Thank you. Woo-hoo! And it's a warm day in California. I'm in here in San Rafael. It's nice and sunny. And I'm in my upstairs office with my beautiful new iMac, big, gigantic computer that I got. And it's a little toasty right at this moment. So I'm leaving the window open. Between doing the healings, the health activations on you and the heat, I am warm. But it's all good. It's so all good. Good. Okay, I get a yes that clearing in essence, which is the part of spirit that prevents you from being fully light and fully expressed, that's a nice clearing. I'd like to do a DNA clearing. And this would be on family heritage. I'm going to try and pick one that will be in pretty much everybody's DNA. Yeah, I'm going to do the work ethic one, the hard worker work ethic, because that's in most of you guys who are listening. So we're going to just take that one piece out of your DNA, that the, you know, hard worker, don't make much money work ethic thing. You can still have a great work ethic. It's just that you don't have to have that one that means that you have to overwork and you don't have money coming in to show for all your hard work, or you don't get compensated near enough for the hours you put in. Woohoo. And I'm working on you and doing this. I'll just talk about what I've been doing with my body the last 8 weeks. Is I've been doing the P90X from Beachbody. How many of you know about Power 90 Extreme? And just getting really nice and toned and getting some great muscle going and some, You know, it's really interesting when you own your body that way, and you've done, you know, health activations and your body reads healthier, and you don't own it, like you don't work out and do yoga or lift weights or run or whatever it is. You're not really owning your body and experiencing it in the 100% way that you're meant to. And bodies respond. I mean, I am just blown away. I was I had some health issues last year, and so I had to really kind of take it easy for a while. And in these last weeks, I've seen the beginnings of a six-pack pop up, and my arms tighten in tone, and really my face starting to look a little more chiseled or structured. I had one of my male clients comment that I looked good. And looking good means owning the body. It means living in the body. It means getting your spirit in your body. And just like when I activate the brain, I tell people, you know, now we've done this brain activation. We've gotten all your cells up to 100%. You're growing a new brain. But honestly, it won't do any more for you unless you exercise it. And so I recommend like speed reading or reading, brain plasticity exercises, learning a new language, that kind of a thing. It's the same with the body. If you, you know, had an injury and, you know, you've had an activation and it's now healthy, you have to re-own that part of the body or it never really finally heals. And part of the reason is your spirit never goes back into that part of the body. It avoids the part of the body that was injured. That sounds kind of wild, but it's the truth. All right, my dears, let me check on you and see how we're doing. Great. Okay, that part of the DNA looks clear. Great. And let's see. I think what I'm going to do with your energy body is there is something that really affects your ability to manifest wealth in your energy body that we can touch on really easily, which is your third chakra in front and back. And your will chakra, your power center, is right at your belly, your core. That's where your power comes from. And a lot of times when people have difficulty manifesting, their power center, the chakra in front and back at the belly button and waistline, is at a much reduced or even broken off. So it might be really a low function, like 10% on, might be off completely. It might be broken off. And so I'm just going to do a little activation right now on your third chakra. And you can imagine it's the size kind of a ice cream cone, waffle cone, coming out the front, out of your, just above your belly button, and out the back. It has some little spinning discs, and it's really pretty. But even if you just imagine an ice cream cone coming on and spinning, that's going to work. You know what really helps drive will and get the third chakra once it's going on and really having fun is music. And some of this fun, kind of inspiring, happy, you know, pop music and rock music. But the happy stuff, I'm not talking about the oh, she left me and I'm so sad. I'm not talking about that. But the stuff that's got the good beat to it, that will help bring up will, and it'll help really get the chakras spinning if they're already on. If they're broken off, forget it. But if they have just kind of reduced because you've been a little lax or your adrenals are struggling a little. By the way, adrenals really do affect your will and your health as well as the pancreas. So those are things to consider also. Good. Excellent. All right, so we've done one little activation, one big activation for each of the four aspects of the human blueprint in perception, in essence, in matter, and energy. And we've used the quantum field so one of the four fields, we've used the quantum field to help with those activations. Now what we're going to do is go into a guided meditation for both clearing your energy body and then creating a way of mocking up future wealth. And it's we've got only about 12 minutes left in the show. This would normally be a 30-minute meditation. And I really chose to show you some pieces of the blueprint to bring you further in your awareness of how wealth manifests and how wealth can be blocked. I really wanted you to have some of the secrets of true manifestation and, you know, overcoming obstacles that seem apparently insurmountable. So we'll do kind of a mini version of the meditation, but you're going to love it. And then we'll cover this yet again on another show. We'll go back into the wealth manifestation. So I'd like you to find a comfortable seated position, your spine erect, feet on the floor, breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out negativity, worry, and concern, breathing in pink and gold energy and breathing out any gray or dark energy. Breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Release fight or flight energy, worry or concern. Release anything that doesn't belong to you. Very good. For female bodies, you're going to ground your ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, howl in the center from each of the ovaries down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Set the right and left ovary on release. And just release hysteria, release other people, release healing other people's money space, release everybody from your ovaries. Men, I'd like you to just ground your testes with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, howl in the center, down to the center of the earth. Let's just release competition and aggression for now. Let's set you at neutrality. We're just going to get this really male and female bodies in sync with each other. Women, you don't need to heal the men, and men, you don't need to control the women. Very good. Popping up to your adrenals. They sit at the waistline, 2 inches off the spine. Draw a line of energy from each of the adrenals through the perineum down to the center of the earth. The adrenals look like little acorns with hats if you're having difficulty imagining them. They're about plum size. Let's set the right and left adrenal on release. And let's release worry and concern and fight or flight energy. As the adrenals are releasing, let's go ahead and plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals. And let's go ahead and release the nervous system. You're doing really well. So we're going to leave all these releasing, all these systems on, popping up to the center of the head. And let's go ahead and open a trapdoor out the center of the head and just draw like a dump chute down to the big grounding cord that's at the base of your spine. And then let's go ahead and use a spiritual fire hose and go ahead and wash out the center of the head. And let's go ahead and wash everything out, any dust bunnies, fuzz balls, any excess boxes, anything that doesn't belong there. This is your golden temple of silence. It's the place where you create from. It's the place where you own your body from. It's the place where your spirit sits. They call it the seat of the soul or the seat of spirit. So let's go ahead and wash that completely out and kick out any people who are dominating that space, any energy that's dominating that space, any dust bunnies, fuzzballs, spider webs, everything wash out. And then go ahead and close the trap door. And let's go ahead and pop out the top of the head and pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. Very good. And let's go ahead and set a vacuum cleaner at the top of your head, a golden vacuum cleaner. and it's going to spiral around your head and around your body, and it's just vacuuming out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls in your aura. And as you complete that, I'd like you to throw the vacuum cleaner down the grounding cord so it's cleaned up the inside of the aura. And then let's go ahead and make a sharp edge to the outside of your aura. Very good. And let's go ahead and just tighten that up all the way around. You can actually even pull your aura into 18 inches around your body now, so you feel it like a sleeping bag. Let's open your feet chakras to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins and calves, knees and thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. So you're running earth energy, which is often seen as green or the color of clay, and it's coming out down the grounding cord. It just stops, you know, at the hips or buttocks and goes down the grounding cord. And then find a line of energy, find a place in the universe that's in harmony with you, and bring a line of energy from that wonderful place. It might be a star, a constellation, a mountaintop, an island. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring it down into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, out the hands and fingertips. Bring more of that energy down your back channels, all the way down into your hips and your pelvis, looping up through the pelvic cradle, through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And we have arrived at the place of doing a mock-up. So I'd like you to put a bubble in front of you, a big, maybe a helium balloon, and let's just go ahead and put a couple wonderful mock-ups into this bubble. A mock-up is something that you're claiming as your life in present time, but it hasn't yet manifested. I'm beautiful, healthy, radiant, and vibrant. I have, I have $100,000 in my savings account and several million in my investments. I own my dream home, and I am vacationing in Paris. I live a blessed life. I drive a fun, sporty convertible. I mean, it's better to actually, when you're putting something in, to actually have something very specific that you can see and feel and know is yours. So I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to let you put some things in. Maybe it's the love of your life. Maybe it's, you know, 50 clients who pay you, you know, $250,000. I don't know what, you know, but just, it's got to be real. It can't be out of the realm of possible for you. And so if your body goes, no, that's a wish list, don't do that. If what makes sense to you is to have a client who pays you $250, then, you know, and you're now getting $100 an hour, then go to $250. But if, you know, if you can jump up and say $25,000 or $2,500 and it feels like it's in the realm of possible, then do that. But we don't want to overstretch our limit because wish lists are ineffective. The mind has to believe it. The body has to believe it. So if it goes into untruth, just kick it out, because you can keep doing this. You can keep raising the bar as your outer world supports it, so as you start making more money. I'm going to be quiet now for 2 minutes, and I'm going to let you do some manifesting on your own. All right, just keep doing the mock-ups, whatever you want to do, just 2 minutes. Okay, and you want to just put your last mock-ups into that bubble now, your last intentions, your last standing in the future, and this is what I see for myself now. I see it in reality. I get my value, and I get that this is possible for me. And then I want you to show your mock-up bubble to the Supreme Being. So just take it in your hands. If it's a helium balloon or a bubble, just show it to the Supreme Being and say, can I have this divine, you know, self? Can I manifest this? And get a nod yes. And let that bubble go off into the universe. And really come back to you. It's only going to come back to you when it's completed and fulfilled. If you see that floating off in the universe, don't hang on to it. You want to let it go so it can come back and manifest in your real life. And then I just want you to become aware again of your body. Imagine yourself in a golden sun over your head and pop yourself down into your body, into your arms and legs, torso, neck, and head, and wiggling your fingers and toes. I'd like you to take a few breaths in all the way down to your feet, all the way down to the tips of your toes. So breathing in and breathing out. All the way down one more time, breathing into your toes. And all the way out. Very good. And coming back into the room, may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it. You've been listening to 100% Healthy, 100% You. I'm your host, Julie Renee Doering. You can find out more about the Wealth Program, the program that's really going to help you fill that urgent need, that's a need that you've been struggling with for a long time. To bring wealth at a rapid rate into your life by turning you into a wealth magnet. You can find out more about that at www.miraculouslivingwealth.com or visit me on my website, julierenee.com, and find out about the one days that we talked about, the elite VIP days, where you can have your brain regenerated, your adrenals, your energy, your will, to 100% health. Thank you so much for listening. I bless you and wish you a beautiful week with love and great gratitude. Until we meet again, bye-bye for now.